This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We are getting into hashtag Fitness Wednesdays with Thabo Ntuli. So, of course, you all know he is a qualified personal trainer. I don't think I have to keep reminding you guys, Rea Motseva, by now, right? So, obviously, he's leading us. And I think when we talk about, you know, workout, a lot of people think about losing weight, right? But there's also another type of workout that we have not touched on, which is working out to actually gain weight or to bulk up as well. But before we get into it, let me greet you first. How are you?
I'm all things. How are you doing, you two?
I'm good. Why do you look like you are where I'm at? Like physically?
Actually, it's that time of the year, eh?
Ne?
It's that time of the year. But forward we go. Forward we go.
No, definitely. Bona, we go forward. Mara, I'm not going to lie. Like the exhaustion is catching up with me. And you walked in here and said, where's your energy today? I'm like, yeah. I'm tired. And you're like, it's year end fatigue. And hopefully we're going to be talking about that in the next coming weeks.
Hopefully,
you know, because you did say it's manageable. Like you can't, there's nothing you can do about it because you're tired.
Yes.
But you can manage it.
That is true. That is true.
I look forward to that conversation. I hope it's happening next week because I need to know how to manage this thing.
We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about it next week.
So when it comes to weight maintenance, one phrase that's thrown around a lot is BMI, which is body mass index. Mm. Can you explain this to us maybe in simple terms?
Okay. So the basic simple term of it is when they take your height or your weight rather and your height, and then they divide that, and then you get a number, and now there's a chart where it's like a generalized. And then now on that chart, depending on where you land on that chart, it tells you if you're underweight, normal weight, overweight, obese, and the likes. It's just a rule of thumb. It's nothing like that you should be dying over like when you land on that number, because there are many factors that can leave you landing on that number, like thyroid, because you can't really necessarily control that. But it's just a measure to see if you're on track or not in terms of your body weight.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And then is being underweight as risky as being overweight? I think a lot of people are more concerned about, you know, being overweight.
Yeah.
To say we know what comes with being overweight. But when you find somebody who's underweight, you just think you have a good life. You have nice life problems. Are there any risks associated with being underweight?
They actually are. You can get health conditions because you're really underweight. Remember, you need to be at a certain weight for your body to function properly and to handle the many things that you do throughout the day, including mental health and mental, you know, thinking and stuff. That takes energy, you know. So like if you're not giving yourself enough energy, you're going to really struggle. So what more when you're really underweight?
Yeah.
You know, so yes, there is a risk. I think the extremities of it are risky in general.
Yeah.
If you're overweight, there's risk.
There's
heart disease.
Risk, yeah.
If you're underweight, there's also risk. You know, your hair can fall out. Your teeth are affected. Your skin is affected. Like there's so many. Osteoporosis, malnutrition. It's harder for women to get pregnant when they underweight as well. So there is a risk. So to answer your question, yes.
Okay.
There is a risk.
Thank you. So for example, let's say a person has discovered that, you know, they are underweight and they want to make changes. And for me, I've always thought, I mean, if you are underweight or you're trying to put on some weight, then just eat, you know? Make sure Eja 4 meals, 5 meals, you know? Eat fatty stuff, but is that the right way of going about it, or is there like a proper way to sort of gain weight?
Not everybody's the same in terms of food.
Okay.
You know? So not everybody's a foodie. Like like me, I'm a foodie. I'd like to think that you're a foodie as well, because I bring you food.
No,
and you
I
eat,
am.
You know? So not everybody likes food. So it's very important to understand that. It's also a mental thing as well. You know, mental conditions as well can leave people not eating. So we need to be cautious of just putting it out there nor Asia.
Yeah.
And what's the problem? You know? So yeah, that's the one part. The second part is yes, there is a healthy way of doing it. You know, you just don't go eating anything and in the sake of gonna weight. You know. Some things are very harmful to the body. So you wanna make sure that you gain good weight.
Oh, yes.
So in terms of foods, then you'll be looking at your good oils, like your olive oils, like your avocado oils. In this case, you actually can go for like full cream milk because you want all those nutrients, you know, to add up and to get you beefy and get you bulky.
Yeah.
So you should be having more meals throughout the day that are healthy, that pack good nutrients. You know, so now this is where going to a dietitian is helpful because now they can guide you properly in terms of like, no, oskajadi chips, because in as much as yes, the low initial weight, but like we don't want that unhealthy weight.
Yeah.
So they will guide you like, no, isha whole wheat pasta instead, you know, with some chicken. And now instead of just adding water to your sauce, just add a little bit of milk to your sauce because it adds that extra, you know, fats that you'd want. So there's a lot to it. If you don't like eating, then now you can push more into smoothies, you know, just to make sure that you get in all those nutrients.
Yes, that
you
your
pack
body
up
needs.
All those calories.
Yeah.
So yes, there is a healthy way to actually go about gaining weight, just like there's a healthier way to go about losing the weight.
Okay. And then in terms of exercises, are they like workouts that I can do to speed up the process? And are they different from that of a person who's trying to lose weight? Like, is there like a set of workouts that's like, this one is for you if you are trying to gain, but if you are trying to lose, you cannot use these ones.
Yeah, yeah. I think it goes back into the discussion that we had a few weeks ago about setting up goals and training towards your purpose, right? Training towards your goal.
Yeah.
It ties into that. I can tell you gaining weight is one of the hardest thing ever. People think that losing weight is hard, but try gaining weight. Oh my gosh.
Really?
It is the hardest thing ever. Over and over, like I go about, you know, I want muscles.
Yeah, you go about buff.
You go about buff. And it's very, very hard because like now you have to be constantly eating. Now the trick is that you have to gain more calories than you're burning at the gym.
Damn.
You know?
That is crazy.
So it's constant. So if you check out like one of these bodybuilders, they force feed themselves so that they can gain the muscle.
Oh, yeah. No, that does not sound nice.
So yeah. But in terms of exercises, then you'd be doing more weightlifting.
Oh.
So instead of going outside to run, which is pointless, let's go work the muscle, you know, so that the muscle can get some meat, you know, can get bulkier. So more weight training, less cardio. Those are generally the exercises that we'd be going for in terms of us wanting to gain the weight.
Okay. I laughed a bit when you said when somebody's trying to put on weight, then they can go for full cream milk. I'm like, what have I been doing this entire time?
Yeah.
And I know I'm not the only one.
It has more fats, basically.
Yeah, no.
Good fats.
I mean, it explains a lot.
Yeah.
So also, you know, when it comes to, well, we've seen it with people who are trying to lose weight or gain muscle as well. People sometimes want to opt for the easy way out. And now there's like supplements for literally anything and everything. With regards to gaining weight, are there supplements? And is it advisable that, you know, somebody who's trying to put on weight then takes these supplements?
Yes. I would recommend that you don't necessarily rely on the supplements. Remember, supplements it's like a booster. You know, so build the foundation first. I always tell my clients, build the foundation first. Learn how to eat properly first. Now, whether you're trying to gain weight or lose it, but in the case of gaining weight, because sometimes you might find that like eating, you might not be getting the necessary calories that you're supposed to hit per day.
Yeah.
Then that supplement can actually help you out to hit target for the day.
Hence, so it's called supplement.
Exactly.
It will supplement what you're already putting in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are some supplements that one can take. They normally mass gainers that are packed with lots of calories, so that they have more good nutrients and a little bit of protein to help you pack up those calories.
Hashtag Fitness Wednesdays. We are still in conversation with Thabo Ntuli, and we just had a meal prepared by Chef Ryan of Green Apples Meal. Let's hear what he had in store for us.
This is Chef Ryan from the Green Apple Meal. And for today's meal of the day, we did a classic roast chicken thigh and mixed veg. Now, what we did for the chicken thighs, we avoided any marinades and basting sauces and went for a dry rub, put in the oven until juicy and tender. With our veggies, we blanched it and then took it out and finished off with some spices and a little bit of butter. This meal is great for keto diets, for gaining weight, losing weight, depending on the quantities. If you want to find out more about what we do at the Green Apple Meals, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Green Apple Meals. And don't forget, eat clean.
Thank you. Big shout out to Chef Ryan. The food was delicious, and I'm so happy that he touched on the fact that this meal can work when you're trying to gain weight and when you're trying to lose weight as well, depending on the quantity.
Yes.
So he gave us like so many pieces of chicken.
Yeah, only because like... Yeah,
which some of them have disappeared. But then again, I guess it's okay because we are trying to... I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to lose weight so you eat less.
Definitely. So we're not working out today, which is sad. But obviously, we're going to be getting some homework from you for, you know, people who are listening.
Yes. So when the weather is like this, let's go for walks. Let's go for that run. Because we live in a very hot province.
True.
So I know a lot of people will be like, no, I don't want to go outside because it is blazing outside. So I would recommend that when the weather is like this, put on a jacket, put on something warm. And actually go for a walk, go for a speedy walk, go for a run if you can. Enjoy the outdoors because most of the time we are indoors, you know, on our decks, desks, laptops. And it's the body needs some fresh air. You know, so you can't only be getting fresh air when you're going to the shop.
I agree.
Straight out of your car, and you know, get some kilos on those shoes that you bought. they're there for a purpose. You know, so go out for a walk. That is the homework for today, and it's something that we're also going to be doing because we can't work out on the premises because they're busy with some work.
Yeah, so if you would like to join us for that walk, you are welcome to. We're going to start at 4, right?
Yeah, normal working out time. Yeah,
all right.
I'm just not sure how long it's going to be, but we're going to go around the block maybe once or twice depending on how far it is.
Yeah,
but the main purpose would be that if you can't work out at your original place. There's always something that you can do.
Improvise,
exactly.
So do come through and join us at 4. We are going to be walking around the block. We'll start here, obviously, at Capricorn FM, 11 Pier Street in Bendo. And then social media handles, Tabo?
T_Sculpt, both on Instagram and Twitter. Tabo Pitanduli on Facebook.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. We see you later as we are walking, running, jogging, whatever
it
is.
I hope it doesn't rain so that we can actually do that.
I kind of hope it does rain. All right, thank you so much, Tabo.
Thank you very much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.